विहाय कर्माणि सर्वान् Having given up, vihaya, having given up, kamani, all your desires, sarvan, all desires in you. This is how we started. This section of the description of the man of perfection started. One who has given up all the desires in his heart, because he is now coming to experience an infinite satisfaction and joy and bliss in the self, in the higher state of consciousness. Such a man is called a man of perfection. This is how we started. The conclusion also the same. The teacher never forgets where he started. Students may forget it, but the teacher is not supposed to forget. Here he is repeating the same thing. Vihaya kamanya sarvan. All kamanas, all kamani, all kama, desires, sarvan, all, without a trace, all given up. Puman, that individual person, charati, moves about, nispraha, without any attachment. And that is why the question was, how does this man of perfection move about? Will he not be affected by it? When you want to play for a long period of time in the sea, Sunday, weekend, sea bath, generally before entering the sea, we put a thin layer of oil all over the body and then enter. Thereby, the salt water never touches the skin directly. And therefore you can remain in the waters for a long period of time, and yet when you come out, you are safe. Or else after some time when you come out of the sea, you will have to scratch all over. Why? The sodium chloride in it interacts with the skin in you, and the skin becomes dried up. A little oil, and that oil layer protects you from waters. In the same way, an individual who has no more any desires, he is not attached to anything. Such an individual, when he moves about in the world outside, the objects may scream from both sides of the road. You see them, you watch them, but they can never cling on to you. Nispraha, nirahankaraha, nirmamo nirahankaraha, without any sense of I and mine, meaning the individuality, nor there is no individual desires, and these two are not there means no attachment. Attachment means I plus I want. Both these are not there. Such an individual, when he moves out in the world outside, sashanti madigacchati, he is the one who feels and experiences and enjoys shanti, peace. Nothing in the world can bring a whiff of thought, agitation in his mind. He moves about in the world outside, a mighty phenomenon, as a master of the world outside. The world outside may scream, may enchant, but nothing touches him. Sashanti madhigacchat. He is the only one who reaches or gains the sense of peace and tranquility in himself. And peace means happiness. Not the fellow who has got so much of desires in him. The desirer of desires cannot reach the happiness. Because one desire fulfilled, 20 desires will arise out of it itself. Never can you satisfy all desires. But one who has given up all these ego and egocentric desires, who is no more attached to anything, he is attached only to him which is bliss absolute. Such an individual, when he moves about in the world outside, he moves about as a sovereign, as a master, as a king, unaffected by the world of objects outside. He is the ruler, the controller, the governor. He is not a slave to dance to the tune and rhythm of the objects around and about. Here is the concluding verse, concluding this section by declaring, Esha Brahmi Sthiti Partha. Hey Partha, hey Arjuna, this state that I am now explaining to you is the state of the absolute reality, the supreme state, the God state that your scriptures declare, the state of absolute reality or the self. Liberation, moksha, the supreme most sense of freedom from the entanglements of the world of plurality. You are no more in the level of consciousness of a limited ego PFT, but you have awakened to the supreme state of consciousness. This is the Brahmic state. That absolute reality in Sanskrit is called Brahman. This is the Brahmic state. Nainam prapya vimukhyati. Once you have reached there, it is not a temporary passing experience. As a result of your contemplation for 1/500th of a second, I got the realization. No. Once you have reached there, you are permanently there. Never can again you have the misconception that I am a limited entity. That the body, the mind, the intellect and their objects, emotions and thoughts are real. Just as once having woken up from the dream, the entire dream world has rolled away. Never can the waker again be frightened by what he saw yesterday's dream. He is in a new dimension of consciousness. Similarly, from the limited egocentric existence in which we are at this moment, the individual awakes to that state. And that state is beyond time. It is beyond Einsteinian world of time and space. Since it is beyond time, it is timeless. Since it is timeless, it is changeless. It is birthless. It is deathless. It is eternal, it is immutable, ever the same. See? These are the words used for God in all scriptures of the world. Each prophet seems to have copied from the other, because this is the eternal truth that they have experienced. Meaning, you go beyond the shackles of time into a state of timelessness. Here, once having reached this state, there is no more any chance of you falling back again to the misconception that I am a limited entity, that my happiness will depend upon the objects around and about me. That concept has ended. The dreamer is no more. The dream and the dreamer have rolled away. You realize that I, who was the dreamer, is myself now the waker. Sthitva syamanta kalebi. In that state you remain as a member of the community, in the society, serving the society. Every prophet, every sage, he lived as a member of the community. Thus having lived till the body falls away. Andhakala, the end of time. End of time meaning the end of time of the body. Until the death of the body, you remain in this world, playing in this world, embracing the whole world with infinite love, wanting nothing, desiring nothing, expecting nothing, but wanting to serve the world and bring happiness into society and the people. Having thus lived and worked, when the body falls away, Brahma Nirvana Mrichati, he gets merged in that Brahmic state of consciousness. There is no more living, no more coming into this world as an individual entity. There he realizes the highest truth. With this, the second chapter is over. In the second chapter, the bhakti yoga, the devotion was slightly indicated. Karma yoga was fully explained. And the jnana yoga, the highest reality, is being totally expounded. These three yogas are the theme of the entire Bhagavad Gita. The three techniques or disciplines by which every one of us can bring about an unfoldment of our higher being in ourselves. Majority of us, all of us have got the body, the mind, the intellect. Every human being has got his physical, mental and intellectual personalities. And yet, some of us are body-oriented. Some of us are emotion-oriented. Some of us are highly intellectual. Do we explain to all the three that there is only one way to reach the truth? Is to eliminate many others who cannot walk that path. The body-oriented man is constantly restless. He wants action. The emotion-oriented man, he doesn't want action, he wants to love the Lord. The intellectual man has neither love for the Lord nor will he ever function in the world outside, because if you tell him, advise him, serve the society, why? Why should I? No, it is not that he is impertinent. He is using whatever that he has got. What he has got is the intellect. With the intellect he is trying to search. Why should I serve? It's not necessary. Nobody helped me. Why should I help anybody? These social workers have created more harm in the world than leave them alone. Everyone knows how to survive. They will survive. Service he can't do. All right. Go and pray to the Lord. Where is the Lord? Church, mosque, temple, and worship there. Sunday or Friday. And in India, you know, any day, any time. Because it's always open. It doesn't lock and put the key in the pocket. No. The priest has to come early morning, 3 a.m. in every temple, and it continues on till night 9. When the Lord also sleeps. Supposed to be sleeping. So any time you can go. Even if you don't go, never mind. I go only, Swamiji, once a year on my birthday. Very good. Thank God it is not on your anniversary that you are going. On your death day. Birthday only going. Okay, welcome. Full freedom is given. Now those who have got that love, emotional nature, they must give their love And the teacher say, come, give all your love to the Lord. Lord is the only one who can give love for love. But if you love your son, he will kick you. You love your husband, he will kick you. You love your uncle or brother or father, they will kick you ultimately. In the world outside, whatever you love, they will die away. And then you become unhappy. Nobody in the world can give you love for love. But the only one who can give you love for love and still hunger for love is the Lord of love, the Lord himself. Turn your attention. He turns attention in devotion to the higher. The intellectual man can neither love God. If you tell him, go to the church. Why should I, mommy? Why should I go to church? Lord is in the church. Oh, God is only in the church. No, God is everywhere. If God is everywhere, is he not in my house? Yes, in your house also the Lord is there. If he is in the house, is he not in my bedroom? Yes, the Lord is in the bedroom also. If he is in the bedroom, mummy, please think for a moment and tell me, is he not inside the blanket? Yes. Then why should I come out of the blanket and change my clothes and go to the church? Church is a limited place. Why should I go? Now you and I think that no, he is an atheist and all that. No! He is searching God with the instrument that he has got. His instrument is not emotion. His instrument is rational thinking. He is questioning it. And you and I don't know how to satisfy him with the reason. And therefore he said that these are all superstition. Mummy, there is no God. Where is God? God is everywhere. If God is everywhere, even the Time magazine has never reported that they saw, what is that? God passing from one side of the road to the other. Nowhere in the world. Their reporters are everywhere. Nowhere have they seen it. Everywhere is present. How can you be everywhere present? Show me! All teenagers as thus cow down their fathers and mothers. Fathers and mothers have got devotion and faith. But they can't explain. At that time, if you take a pin and prick the fellow, your own son, mommy, what are you doing? What I am doing? I am putting the pin inside. Mommy, don't play like that. It has pained me terribly. Show me the pain. Come on. I don't believe that it has pained you. Show me the pain. He can't show you the pain. He can experience the pain. He cannot show you the pain. The only way he can show you the pain is remove the pin and give one to you. And you say, ah, that is the pain that I was experiencing. Each one will have to experience the God. It cannot be given out to another. See? If he is all pervading, why should I go to the church or to the temple? Is he not everywhere present? Yes. True. Is not America democratic? In a democratic country, government of the people, for the people, by the people. And therefore, who is the government? The people. Is not the government everywhere? Within the frontiers of the country, every spot is under the government? Yes. Government is all pervading. Supposing you have got a petition and you want to contact the government, should you not make a pilgrimage from California to Washington and go? Why should I go there? You are an American? Yes, please sign this. Because you are the government. True. But if I want to contact the government, I have to go to the Capitol. And there is a secretariat. And there in the secretariat also there are different devatas. Who are the head of the departments. You must go to the Rai department. Invoke them. And they may turn back and say, Tathastu, bless you. Isn't it? Hi. Similarly, you have to. Where exactly is the milk in the cow? Milk is the essence of the cow. Where is the essence?
Hi, it is all over the body.
If it is all over the body, is the milk? Why don't you milk the tail? If you milk the tail early morning, something will come out, but that is not the milk. You understand? You can't milk the ear. If you want milk, you have to go to the udder, and there alone milk can come. In the same way, even though the Lord is ever present, the altar in the church or the temple or the mosque is the place where you can contact. If this explanation is given, the teenager will no more talk to you anything about that religion is a superstition, etc. Though they may not immediately become religious, but they start having a new respect for you. Oh, this mummy is not superstitious. She knows what she is talking about. Now, what I meant was, when he is denying it, he is not denying God. He is only seeking honestly and seeking what is that supreme reality. It is our failure that we are not able to communicate to him. Giving the example of the democratic government of any country or the cow, he will understand the importance of it. Thus, there are three types of people in the humanity: the body oriented, emotion oriented, or intellectually oriented people. All the three would need three different techniques in purifying their mind and reaching out to the higher state. Of the three, Arjuna happens to be a man of action, trained from childhood onwards to be a great warrior, and here he is standing ready to fight in between the two armies which have assembled there for a total warfare. In the presence of this great and calamitous situation, the boy has become mentally upset, and therefore his competency to function have all oozed out of him, and he is standing there dejected, despondent, desperate. And to such a broken, shaken, broken human personality is the blessings of the scriptural education coming down to revive. Thus, the third chapter discusses Karma Yoga, which was indicated in the second chapter as Buddhi Yoga. I have already explained. He did not use the word Karma Yoga because the student would have misunderstood it as ritual. The principle of the ritual, when applied in the outer world of activities, it is that which is the contribution of Vyasa, the extension and expansion, or the ritual of the temples and the churches into every activity of yours in this world. An action is good or bad because of the motive or the mental attitude of the doer. Carefully think. Action by itself is neither good or bad. It is only movement of the human muscles.
Hariyam, everybody. So you have completed chapter 2.
chapter 2 is the index of Bhagavad Gita. All contents, all three yogas are there. Karma Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, and Jnana Yoga. As far as the Jnana is concerned, it's over. From sloka number 11 to sloka number 38 of Bhagavad Gita gives the Atma Jnana. After that, Lord has taken up Karma Yoga. But where is Bhakti Yoga? Did you listen attentively to all the sections, all the slokas? Can anybody tell me? Where is the Bhakti Yoga in chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita?
Same as Karma
Yoga. Yes. In Karma Yoga, there is an element of Bhakti. There is an element of Bhakti. Therefore, chapter 2 covers all three yogas. Any questions? No questions, all are realized because Atma Jnana has happened.
I'll ask one.
Yeah.
So it has been explained that through service and the emotion and the intellect we can attain God. The ultimate experience is what makes it, realize God as. So can you expand on that state? Because it seems to be like hard to do that. Even though we understand pain, when will you know you have experienced God or you are in the right direction?
You see, to realize God, many times I have stated there are only two steps. Number one, yes, who will tell me? Chitta Shuddhi, purification of mind, and second is? So you cannot interchange these steps. Step number one is purification of mind. Step number two is Atma Jnana, knowledge of self. Knowledge of self is only take 1 second, 1 second. And what is the knowledge of self? Tattvamasi, you are Brahman. That's all. You must have heard it 100,000 times I have said. We all are Brahman and Brahman alone. But the knowledge is not happening. Do we consider even after listening that I am Brahman? Are you feeling that you are Brahman? No. Why it is not happening? In Sankhya Yoga, the question asked by Arjun was that, you tell me, Lord, what is my duty in the battlefield? That was the question asked by Arjun to Lord Krishna. And he was crying, crying. And Lord understood that the remedy for this cry is, there is only one medicine. If you want to remove the sorrows of the world, what is the medicine? Atma Jnana, knowledge of self. No other knowledge will help you to remove the sorrow of the world. No other knowledge except the knowledge of the self. So he gave him the knowledge of self first. From sloka number 11 through 38, he gave him the knowledge of self. But nothing happened. Did anything happen to you? The same problem was with Arjuna also. His mind was not purified. Step number one was not done first. Homework we have to do first. Purification of mind. Purification of mind can happen in three ways. If you are studying Kindle Life, there you will find we have got two subtle equipment called mind and intellect. And with this two subtle equipment, mind, there can be only four permutation and combination. There cannot be fifth combination. Either mind is predominant, stage number one, or intellect is predominant, number two, or mind and intellect are equal, or mind and intellect are not developed. In case you find out any other combination, you can come and tell me. If mind is predominant for such person, like Gurudev has said, you have to do bhakti yoga because you are emotional. If you are an intellectual, Gurudev also, he will ask, inquire, why? Then for you, it is jnana yoga. But if you are equal, sometimes you are going toward jnana, sometimes you are going toward bhakti, then he said it is karma yoga. And if your mind and intellect is not developed, then we have got hatha yoga. What is hatha yoga? I will not talk for 1 year. Silence. I will not sleep for 1 year. Hatha yoga. I will stand on one leg. I will sleep on thorn. These are hatha yoga. I will do pranayam. It's good for health, but it comes under hatha yoga. Hatha yoga. So in our scripture, there are 3 ways to purify mind. All karma yoga, bhakti, jnana yoga, all 3 will purify mind. Mind is purified after that knowledge. It will happen. So why 3? Because equipment are different in different person. Why a person is chief executive officer or other is only a worker? Because his mind and intellect equipment is superior. Outside is the CEO also has got only 2 eyes and the worker also has got the 2 eyes, 2 hands. Why is he being paid so handsome money? Because of his intellect. So for these 3 variations or 4 variations, we have got 3 paths or 4 paths including Hatha Yoga. So according to my requirement, I can take up Bhakti Yoga. That doesn't mean if you are emotional, you will do only Bhakti Yoga, you will not take the help of Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga. They will be supporting you. But Karma Yoga will take a lead. If you are emotional, then Bhakti Yoga will take the lead and supported by Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga. And if you are intellectual, then Jnana Yoga will take lead, followed by Karma Yoga and Bhakti Yoga. Purpose of all 3 is only 1, is purification of mind, that is stage number 1. And this stage number 1, the step number 1, takes a long time. Long time. But knowledge will happen in a second. Knowledge is only this much, tattvamasi. You are that. Now, after purifying mind, then comes the stage of realization, Aham Brahmasmi. When you come to that state, in Bhagavad Gita, at many places you will find, he will get Shanti. Even in the last verse, Vihaya Kaman Sarvan, when he said, what will you get? You will get Shanti. So if in your sadhana, while doing the karma yoga, bhakti yoga, jnana yoga, according to your temperament, if the agitation of mind is slowly coming down and you are experiencing peace, know it for sure you are on the right track. So the ultimate thing what you are going to get is the shanti. Yeah, more people, agitation of mind will come down. Why agitation of mind will come down? You see, the scripture will always tell you one thing, that the whole anatma vastu is changing and perishable. know the nature of all the anatma. Anatma means the whole world, including my body, is all anatma. And the nature of the anatma vastu, all the objects of the world, which are all anatma, the nature is always changing and perishable. If you know this, then you interact with the world. Knowing the nature of the world, then you interact. What generally we do? We want to make anatma vastu permanent. Each one of us, we want that this body should remain forever and it should remain young. My car, my house should never be dilapidated. It should be available for 7 generations. That means we are trying to make anatma vastu permanent. Will you be successful? No. Never you will be successful. So we have to know the nature. And also we have to know the nature of the Atman, which is just opposite of anatma. It is permanent. It is Ananda Swarup. And we all want Ananda only, only joy, happiness. We all want happiness. In each and every action, we want happiness only. But we don't know the source of all happiness. The source of all happiness. And that source is your own Atman. So what we will get on realization is the sukh, number one, shanti, number three, all the sorrows will end, no sorrows, peace, and we normally say atyantik dukh nibritti and atyantik sukh prapti is realization. Total cessation of all sorrows, worldly sorrows. Total cessation of all worldly sorrows. And getting permanent happiness is mukti. Is realization. So while in the sadhana kal, if you are experiencing your agitation of mind is coming down slowly, 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 because it is getting purified, vasanas are coming down according to our BMI chart. The more vasana you have got, that means the more agitation of mind is there. It's very scientific. If the mind is getting purified, that means vasanas are coming down. Vasanas are coming down means the agitation of mind is coming down. Agitation of mind is coming down means the mind is becoming more peaceful. You get peace. My time is up. Purnamidam
Purnamudachyate
Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Ji. Hari Om Sri Guru Namaha. Hari Om.